This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. Now, MTN Made for Skoko was recently launched in retail stores, and we've invited Songezo Masiso, GM of SME and Indirect Channels at MTN Business. Took a deep breath, long title, to remind us why it's a brilliant idea to buy this brilliant product. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Alan.
All right, so let's just let's go into the name, Skoko. What does that mean? Just remind everyone what that means.
That's actually a good start, actually, Alan. So what it means, actually, Skoko is a township dal name,
yeah.
Which means a guy who's made it in business, specifically in the SME informal space. This is a guy who owns a car wash.
Yeah.
This is a guy or lady who owns a saloon.
Yeah.
This is a guy who owns a restaurant in the township, in the communities that we live in, that the community look up to as a person who's actually made it in the community. So that's where the name comes from. And so when we started to think about the idea of this proposition, we thought this name is actually fitting on this proposition because it's targeted at the SME informal market, mainly in the township communities, in the informal communities that we live in.
So when you say made for Skoko, what is the problem that you're solving for Skoko? What are you solving for that salon owner, for the spaza shop owner, the restaurant owner, the car wash owner? What problem are you solving?
Right. So when we look at the SME market in totality alone, is that we look at both formal and informal. If you look at the size of that market, we're talking about 2.2 million entities in South Africa. And a big chunk of that, to be exact, about 1.8 million of those entities are in the informal space. The formal is only about 450,000 or so.
Yeah.
So for many years as a telco, we've always been targeting the formal space. We've never really targeted or came into the market to support the informal businesses as a massive opportunity as it is. So what the problem we're solving is that we've then identified that big space of the SME informal market is not serviced by a telco. In other words, there are no propositions that talk to them as a business. We've been servicing them as a consumer, as a normal consumer, like any other telco. And we thought, actually, we're missing an opportunity. We're missing an opportunity that they can't tap into, they can't access the digital platforms or the digital solutions that a telco has that are geared for SMEs. And so the problem we're solving is that we designed a proposition that talks to them as a business. Mm-hmm. That's number one. That gives them value that talk to them as a business. That gives them services that talk to them as a business. That's number one. But we've also removed the barrier to entry because traditionally, SME informal formal businesses, we have to give you a credit. Mm-hmm. We've been selling postpaid. And postpaid in its nature, you must then produce company registration documents, bank statements, all that. And that excludes the SME informal market. And so we then solve a problem in that we give them a proposition that talks to them as a business, but it's on a prepaid platform.
Okay.
So it's an enterprise prepaid proposition that does not require any paperwork, but only something that indicates that you are actually an informal business. So we've taken the barrier to entry around it.
So the way that I'm seeing it, I'm drawing pictures in my head, I'm seeing there's the formalized sector, the informal sector. This is prepaid, the informal, this is postpaid. But then there's the other option here, which is I can use my cell phone as a consumer, which sits as the third hand down here. What would be the difference between me as a individual versus the package that you're offering? What's the difference between these two?
That's actually a good question.
Yeah.
So the first difference is the value that you get as an SME informal market.
Yeah.
Or informal customer. The value that you get from this proposition is much better than the value that you get as a consumer. Secondly, the services that come with this proposition talk to you as a business. For an
so
example,
coming back to the value, are you talking about price, the cost to you?
Right.
Or is there...
So I'm talking about the size of the data that you get,
okay.
The minutes, or the combination, what we call an integrated package, which comes with both data and minutes,
yeah.
Integrated as one, the quantum of that value against the price,
yeah.
is much, much better than a normal consumer.
Right.
For obvious reasons, because you need more as a business, because you're running a business.
Yes.
The second thing is that we've also added some other value-added services into the proposition. For an example, as opposed to giving the SME customers the social bundles, we're giving them business bundles. So we give them a bundle that allows them to use, for example, WhatsApp for Business. We give them a bundle that allows them to use Teams, or a bundle that allows them to use Zoom as part of the value add. And the last thing is that we also give them a mobile PBX solution as part of the value proposition.
We'll come back to that if we've got some time on the mobile PBX, but the uptake thus far, because you've already launched this, what's the uptake been?
It's been okay. I would say it's been okay because it's only been a month.
Yeah.
And we are fairly comfortable with that, because what we said in the conversation that we use this month as a testing phase, because we needed to test our processes, all our systems and all that. So it's only been a month. So the uptake has been okay. However, in the next month or two, we're actually ramping up aggressively, both from a sales perspective, driven by an aggressive above the line campaign, which are going to be regionalized based. And we're expanding our channels by using our direct sales channel. In other words, we're going to be deploying about almost, firstly, we're going to giving this proposition to access to about 8,000 of our food soldiers that are going to be able to sell this proposition. But we're also employing about 300 of the agents that are going to be dedicated in selling this proposition. And that way we can ramp up the sales.
We've got less than a minute left. The mobile PABX. Just tell us what it is and why that would be important for a small business.
100%. So, over and above the value that I spoke about in terms of getting the data and minutes, businesses, they need to be able to call each other. As a business, as a car wash owner, you have employees, or as a salon owner, you've got employees in your business. The mobile PBX is basically a service that runs on your cell phone, but it acts as a PBX. You could have a landline number, an 011 number.
Yeah.
People can reach you on the 011 number, but it actually rings on your cell phone. And you actually can call your staff for free using the mobile PBX service.
Well, that's all we got time for today, Songezo. Once again, thanks for coming on the show. And I think what MTN Business is doing in terms of providing services to the informal market is a bridge to take those informal players into the formal sector, where they participate more fully in our economy. Absolutely. And of course, from SARS point of view, that they pay tax. Thanks for being on the show. That's it for today's show. Goodbye. And remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality. Well, it's time for us to ask the tough entrepreneurial question of the week. Today's question is, what are my go-to excuses that I frequently use to justify my lack of achieving my targets, goals, or objectives? So, you will know, just like everyone else, that we all fail, we all make mistakes, we all don't achieve all our objectives. And what do we use as a default excuse? Even if we don't verbalize it, what are we using in our mind in order to justify to ourselves, that's the reason I didn't achieve it? These soon become what they call in psychology heuristics. Heuristics are paths, almost if you can imagine an animal path to the water, that we keep going down that path. And the more we use it, the more it becomes the path, and then sort of all excuses go down that path. Heuristics is a very powerful thing that controls how we think and how we respond to certain actions or failures or whatever happens in your life. So becoming aware of the fact that you might be creating these piles of excuses that you've set in your mind before becomes the first step to choosing a different path. So what I'm asking you to do is to ask yourself, what are these heuristics that you go to? What are these excuses that you immediately jump to in your mind? It's because of this. That's the reason why. Where you go out and try and blame or find an excuse for your non-performance. And once you find that, becoming conscious of that is the first step to creating a brand new path. And you will see that in the beginning, it's far more difficult. It's difficult to accept that you might be to blame. You might be the reason, that there might be another reason other than the thing that you keep defaulting to. But on that new path, you will find new opportunities for you. So, answer today's tough question, find a new path. That's it for the Big Small Business Show. Do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business. Everywhere you go, MTN.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.